This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The troubles in Greece have dominated financial news lately, but the future of the European economy probably depends more on what happens in Spain. Its economy is 4 times larger than that of Greece. Through much of the last decade, Spain was booming. For a while, 2 out of every 5 new jobs in Europe were created there. No more. The unemployment rate now is above 20%, and a quick recovery seems unlikely. NPR's Tom Gjelten has more on Spain's rise and fall.
In March 2004, Spain was a Time magazine cover story. The headline, Spain Rocks. The economy was on a roll. Consumers were on a spending binge, and so was the government. The metro in Madrid had just been expanded, 25 miles of new train tunnels, 28 new metro stations. Madrid during those years became a better place to live and work. There was huge demand for new homes. Spain was number one in housing starts across Europe. Mortgages were cheap, banks eager to lend. In fact, all this construction activity was itself driving Spain's economic growth, and that was where Spain's problems started. There was too much construction. Fernando Vallebriga directs the economics department at the ASADE Business School in Madrid.
I mean, it's unsustainable. The construction sector got to something like 20% of GDP at some years, which is, it makes no sense.
Construction more typically accounts for about 5% of a country's economy. When it's 20% of GDP, trouble follows. Here's why. If you make cars or grow olives, you can sell them at home or abroad. But once a new building goes up, it stays right there, whether you need it or not. And in Spain, the construction boom petered out about 3 years ago. 3 big cranes stand idle at this building site on the far north side of Madrid. 4 apartment buildings were going up here, but then the construction stopped for lack of demand. A scene reminiscent of suburbs in Florida or outside Las Vegas. Alejandro Martinez and Paula Rosa, walking with their groceries past this empty building site, say they're stuck with the apartment they bought here 5 years ago. The market has collapsed, Alejandro says. I ask what percentage of the apartments in this neighborhood are occupied. No more than 60%, he says. Less, says Paula. There are many empty houses here, she says. A ton. With the sudden drop in construction here, jobs disappeared. This shows another problem with a growth model built on construction. Employment swings up and down dramatically.
The Spanish economy is labor-intensive.
Joaquin Arango of the Ortega y Gasset Foundation points out that the economic boom in Spain brought more people into the workforce, but mostly in low-skill areas like construction. A lot of the jobs could be filled by foreign-born workers. Arango, a sociologist, has documented the surge in the immigrant population that began with the economic boom in the late 1990s.
As a percentage of the population at the beginning of that period was 2.5% or so, and now it is over 12%.
That's dramatic.
Yeah, spectacular.
The number of immigrants arriving here during those years, about 5 million, was second only to the United States. But there's a flip side. Many have now lost their jobs. 1 out of 3 foreign-born workers in Spain is now unemployed. And then there's the youth population. For them, it's even worse. About 75,000 students are enrolled this spring at the sprawling Complutense University of Madrid. Given the dismal job market, there's not much else for young people to do. Ana Arbulo and Gerardo Collazo, relaxing between classes, say they have to lower their sights.
Las perspectivas que tenemos es trabajar en el Burger King.
Our hope is to work at Burger King, says Ana.
Pasarnos unos cuantos años estudiando hasta que se arregle la situación.
Or just stay in school, says Gerardo, until the situation gets better.
Si acabásemos ahora, estaríamos ya empezando en el paro.
Their classmate, Alma Ortiz, notes that since they've just begun college, they won't have to deal with the job world for another 3 or 4 years. What's missing in their outlook is any sense of promise, opportunity, and excitement about their futures.
Porque hay mucha gente desesperada por encontrar trabajo. Y al haber tanta gente, pues
There's so many people desperate to find work out there, Gerardo says. So employers can demand experience. For a young person, he says, competing with older people who are themselves desperate, it's just so much more difficult. His friends nod in agreement. I ask Alma Ortiz what advice her parents give her.
Yo que estudie y que tenga los máximos estudios posibles, o en el caso más grave que haga unas oposiciones a funcionaria.
To study hard, she says, or get a government job. This tendency to look to the government for employment, not the private sector, goes to the heart of what's plaguing Spain right now. The economy here has lost much of its creativity. Fernando Bayabriga of the Asada Business School says Spain needs to develop its entrepreneurial potential, beginning with the young people now emerging from colleges and universities.
We have the generation with the highest education level ever, and we are not providing the opportunities for this generation to contribute to the development of new, more high-tech, value-added sectors.
Bayabriga and other critics of Spanish government policy say the country could have a more competitive economy if it were easier for Spanish employers to get rid of unproductive workers during a downturn and hire better-educated, more forward-looking workers when they're ready to expand. That would require a reform of what are now relatively rigid labor market policies. But without it, Bayabriga says, the unemployment burden falls disproportionately on young people. Nearly 40% of Spaniards under the age of 26 today, he points out, are without work. Of every 5 young people here, 2 are unemployed.
To a large extent, these people is suffering the consequences of the adjustment, whereas less productive workers are still in place.
Much attention has been paid on the need for Spain to trim its budget deficit, ditto for Greece and Portugal and other indebted European countries. But the deeper problem here in Spain, but also across Europe, are economies that are no longer structured to grow in sustainable ways and compete globally. Spain has shown already it can be an economic powerhouse in Europe. Now it needs to show it can face its economic challenges and adapt. Tom Gelton, NPR News.